Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. We're here in the midst of the Galarian region, and Cole, it's time for some Pokemon, ain't it?
All of our British listeners are turning the podcast off. No, come back.
Hello, welcome to the Johto Quorum. I'm Alan Abraham, and that's Six Ditmar.
Hi.
And they're gone again.
Six.
Hello.
This is my British accent.
I was watching a British sitcom today from the 80s, and I saw Craig Ferguson on it.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah, he had like an American accent, which was cute. I think he's Scottish. I don't actually think...
I think he's Scottish, yeah.
Right? Okay.
I mean, Ferguson's definitely a Scottish name.
Yeah. You would know more. You would know better than I do.
I mean, I'm Irish, not Scottish.
I know, but, you know, Europe.
I'm European. Fair.
He's Scottish-American. Fair. I was right. Yes, I love being right. Ugh. And that's what this podcast is about, folks. If you can't tell, and I don't know why you would be able to, I'm standing today. So I have a newfound confidence and strength that I've never had before. I like standing on podcasts occasionally. It gives me a little bit more energy. Keeps me wired. I have a nice tea, cup of tea here. Mm. And I'm here. What's up?
Whereas I am fresh off of walking home after walking to a Domino's and just getting a pizza.
What kind of pizza you got?
So they had a deal that was like a special, like carry out any pizza, three toppings. And so
ooh.
I got a deep dish pizza with bacon, banana peppers, and black olives.
You have good taste in pizza. I've never had deep dish once in my life, though. But
It's just like pan pizza. It's not like proper deep dish. Sorry,
oh, okay,
did I say
sure.
deep dish?
You said deep dish.
I'm sorry.
I remember when we did our other podcast, The Garnet Wager, and I won a season and you bought me a pizza. And that was one of the best pizzas I've ever had. So
that's great.
Shout outs to Sax.
Yeah. You know, I like eating food. And if you like eating food, then you try stuff and you figure out what the best combinations are.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to experiment. Like I had a meat wrap today for lunch. And I was like, this is a little boring. I could make something special out of this. And actually, lo and behold, banana peppers I found in the work fridge. Threw some banana peppers on there. Threw a little chipotle mayo in there just for some zing.
Mm.
11 out of 10. It went from a 5 out of 10 to an 11 out of 10 instantly. It was awesome.
That sounds fabulous. That
it
sounds
really
great.
It was not cursed like the next Pokemon in our chopping block. It's number 864, folks. It's Cursola.
But, Alan.
But.
That's not what's next.
Wait. Oh.
Now, this is not your fault. We never did Galarian Corsola.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
So we actually have to go back and talk about number 222G. in case you're... That's a peek behind the curtain as to how we actually do this shit. I append letters to different forms.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're here to talk about Galarian Corsola first, yeah. Before we move on to... Cursola. So here's a fun fact. It's ghost type because it's dead.
What happened? Oh no, that's so sad.
You know what happened.
It died.
It is the coral reef
mm-hmm.
around England. Guess what?
It
they
ain't
did
good.
A bad job.
Galarian Corsola, watch your step when wandering areas oceans once covered. What looks like a stone could be this Pokemon, and it will curse you if you kick it. Same. Sudden climate change wiped out this ancient kind of Corsola, but this Pokemon absorbs others' life force through its branches. They never don't go hard with the ghost types, I fucking swear. It's awesome,
mm-hmm.
and I do love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared. It is all white, which again, I think is supposed to mimic like dead coral. It loses the like beautiful fluorescent colors. And mm-hmm. its eyes... kind of become a little hellish. They're like sallow and they look like me when I don't sleep, which is me currently.
Like partially closed, frowning face, glowing pink eyes with black sclera.
Good fucking job. Wow. Love sclera. sclera is the name of my
ska band?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Gray Sclera. Pure ghost type. I don't think we actually get a ton of pure ghosts.
No, we don't.
And I respect that a lot. But this one's only found in
in Galar, which is why we're talking about it now. When we were doing Cursula back in Gen 2, Gen 8 was not even out yet, so we couldn't have known that this adorable little friend would exist.
Let's see what this shiny's looking like, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Okay, it's like more gray. So with regular Corsola, it's like the extensions are gray and the body is white, and this is reversed, and then its eyes are purple instead of pink.
I do like the purple eyes.
Yeah.
Behind these purple eyes.
This is all right. I don't feel super strongly, I guess.
The thing with the pink eyes is it makes you think that like there was a Corsola inside of there.
Mm.
And it's just trapped inside hell, basically.
Well, what does regular Corsola look like then?
Regular shiny Corsola? It's blue.
Okay, so the shiny isn't of okay.
It doesn't map.
I thought maybe the shiny of it was a reference to that, but mm-hmm. it is not. Okay, well maybe we pass on the shiny on this one.
Yeah, it doesn't add anything meaningful, and it's not just a cool version of that.
But I would like to keep Galarian Corsola.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not too complicated. Like some of the Galar forms are like completely different, like Galar Zigzagoon, but Galar Corsola is just white. It's basically white Corsola, like scary dead Corsola.
Mm-hmm. And now we're ready to move on to Cursola.
Genuinely a Pokemon I never thought I would see evolve. I always thought Corsola was just the one that you fish outside of the ocean city in Johto. I don't remember what city it is. I can like see it in my mind's eye, though, where I would fish up Corsola over and over again. And mm-hmm. they make Cursola as an evolution, which is sort of like, what if Corsola got big?
I mean, it seems like it is what has happened is, so Galarian Corsola is a Corsola that is dead,
uh-huh.
and this is a Corsola that has dead and begun to rot.
Oh.
Because you can see, like, the lower half of its body, yeah. with the ghost blooming out of it.
And that's just a straight-up level evolution. Nothing weird there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's ectoplasm. That's why it looks all goopy. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't ever think about that.
Be cautious of the ectoplasm body surrounding its soul. It'll become stiff as a stone if you touch it.
Ugh. Like petrification, sort of?
Yeah, I guess.
It can be seen as a parallel to Sirfetch'd in Sword and Shield. Both of their pre-evolutions or original forms do not evolve, and they both change types while remaining monotype. Alistair uses Cursola in his team in Shield, while B uses Sirfetch'd in her team in Sword, when you're in Stoan's side, which is one of the Champion Cup places.
Mm, yeah.
Appears to be based on bleach coral, a phenomenon in which coral expels the algae that gives it color primarily because of rising water temperatures as a result of climate change. Let me look at some bleach
that
coral.
That seems like an explanation for the original one, not for this.
Yeah, weird. Well, I think they just put that in for this one because of the trivia page for
sure.
base coral is already
sure. That's fair.
It.
I don't find myself... I don't feel like this really does that much that Galarian Corsola doesn't do.
Oh, I forgot. Its Japanese name, by the way, is Sunigun. Which, you want to know what that stands for, pal?
Sure.
Sunigun may be a combination of Sunny, Sango, which is coral, Sunigo, which is Corsola, the Pokemon, and like Gorgon, Stone. It's sort of like Sunigon, Gorgon, that kind of thing.
In this case, I feel like it's a reach not on the part of Bulbapedia, but of the Japanese naming. They're
yes.
just trying for too many different things.
Yeah. There's a lot of times where it's like name origin. It could be one of 11 different things. And you're like, that's unnecessary. Yeah, I think it's cool. It's creepy. It's a little spooky. It's a little sad. I can relate.
But yeah, I just feel like it doesn't do anything that Galarian
Corsola doesn't already do.
Preform doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is, yeah, it's just, like, bigger than before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you watched that video yesterday,
oh, yes.
by the way?
Like, that, oh, you, oh, okay, I thought you said, have you?
It's wow. a classic.
Yeah, you know, just take the egg and
it's
bigger.
It's vinegar, maple syrup, and then water. And then you get a bag that's gelatinous and, quote, bigger than before. Disgusting. Don't look that up, folks. Speaking of disgusting, the Cursola is out of the quorum. I think I'm with you that they figured it out with Galarian Corsola
and then they just tried to make it a little bit larger. I like the idea of adding evolutions to old Pokemon. You know, we're going to talk about Sirfetch'd next. I think they can do it well, but...
Eh. Oh, are you revealing your hand about Sirfetch'd?
Just a little bit. Just a squirt, Sax. I want to talk about Lord Fetch'd.
How do you feel about Sirfetch'd, Alan?
Well, what's funny, comparing it, if they're going to tell me that, like, the two are... actually, these two and the next one, like, there's a bunch of evolutions here. I think we talked about that last week. Is that Cursola is sort of one of the unspoken, like, negative, bad things about the UK. And then Sirfetch'd is like, but you know what's cool? Is knights and King Arthur and armor. I mean, that stuff's always fraught as well. European history's complicated. But Sirfetch'd is just it's a knight of the round table.
Yeah.
Negiga knight. I like him.
Negi for onion, of course.
Correct.
Green onion specifically, I think. But I do really like the way it has the lance and shield.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really smart evolution of the design of Farfetch'd. And I think also I do like Galarian Farfetch'd, but like it with like the big two-handed sword over its shoulder looking like a doofus.
Did we talk about Galarian? We did.
We did. Don't worry. I'm checking as we go.
Perfect. Yeah, Galarian Farfetch'd, very silly. I love green onions, by the way. I probably said it before.
Hell yeah.
Big fan. Helps a lot of food. Helps eggs. Oh my god, eggs with green onions. That's the shit. Just turning into Jackie's Chow slowly. But yeah, Sirfetch'd. I mean, it's cool. I also, the main like gimmick with Sirfetch'd is the evolution method, which is that you have to get three critical hits in a row as Galarian Farfetch'd. In a single battle.
Does it have to be in a row? Okay. Does it have to be in a row or just in a single battle?
I think it's just in a single battle. No, you're right.
Okay.
Which, it's one of those, like, because the new games have so many ways to make them easier, that sounds crazy. You're like, wait, what? But first of all, I think its signature move, is it Fury Cutter or something? Has, like, a super high crit chance. And there's, like, a health item you can give that increases crit chance. Put those two together, you'll get it in no time.
Yeah, it usually comes with a leak equipped.
Or, yes, that's what it is. Crit chance.
Yeah.
They make it easy enough for you. I had to get Sirfetch'd, I think traded from you, because I didn't have sword, or I don't have sword, I have shield, but I like it more, I definitely like it more than Cursola.
After deflecting tax with its hard leaf shield, it strikes back with its sharp leek stalk. The leek stalk is both weapon and food.
Oh, this, haha, take that, munch, munch, munch. It's reminding
me... That's just practical.
It's reminding me that I just watched recently the Escaflowne movie, the Vision of Escaflowne film, which is like a dark retelling of the anime.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's exactly what you think. It's so bloody and like violent, and it's way more focused on the boys, and there's no romance, which sucks, but it's so beautiful, and it's kind of like leans more into the mecha shit that you're like, oh, wait, sometimes this part is cool too. I have mixed feelings about it, but it reminds me of that because there's a lot of like huge lance knights and... robots with gigantic swords and stuff.
Sure, sure.
You can't not love Escaflowne. It's the Escaflowne. I think it's one of the closest. This and like Gallade are the closest to Escaflowne Pokemon.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. What's the shiny looking like? Because it's all white, which is fine.
I think it goes brown, if I recall.
Like Galarian Farfetch'd?
I think so.
Let's take a look into a book. Don't know how to read. Reading Rainbow. You're probably too old for Reading Rainbow, right?
No.
Okay. Isn't it? This is dope as shit. Actually, I think I was too young. I saw it in syndication. It's yellow. It's golden.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. That's like the rare armor you get.
On the other hand.
What?
It's like an egg with leek.
Oh, true. This becomes the Atomago.
It's like a little yellow chicken.
That is very cute. You're not wrong. When you think of it as gold, it's like, boo, boring, gold knight, don't care. But when you think of, gold egg, and I do love eggs, and we were just talking about eggs being good. Does it have a mustache? Or a beard, I mean? Oh, no, that's just its chest hair.
Yeah, it's just got like a cravat, basically.
I was panicking.
Since the middle of this is egg colored, would you say that this warrior is yoked? Yes. Yoked.
Taps microphone several times. Yoked. Oh yeah. Ha 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 ha.
I think we keep it but cut the shiny.
Yes. Yes. We don't like eggs. Okay. We don't like eggs here fetched. I just remembered, I'm looking at the rest of the page when it was first teased back in like September of last year. And it was like the heavily pixelated picture, but you could super tell exactly what it was. It's just a bird with a sword and shield, and you're like, is that a Farfetch'd evolution? And then they're like, no, don't tell anyone. It's like, fucking, of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Pixelated Sirfetch'd is my friend. Sirfetch'd and its pre-evolved form are the only Pokemon with apostrophes in their names.
Wow. We'll fix that.
Our note, take out the apostrophe.
Our note, it's time to talk about Mr. Rhyme. So here's a weird thing.
Yeah, what's weird?
Are you ready for this? We kept Mr. Mime.
Did we get rid of Mime Jr.?
We got rid of Mime Jr., I think. But we kept regular Mr. Mime and Galarian Mr. Mime. That must have been your influence.
Certainly. What even is Galarian Mr. Mime?
Wait,
like the white clown one, right?
Mm-hmm.
White and blue. Yeah, that must have been my influence. Play the tape. No, don't play the tape. But all
I mean, I do think Galarian Mr. Mime looks all right.
Yeah. And the ice type, ice psychic's a fun typing. I probably mentioned that. Barikoru, which once again is barrier, and Koru. Koru means no. Koru means to freeze.
Okay.
Freeze barrier. Barrier freeze. Ice barrier. One of the things I never noticed about Mr. Rhyme is that its tummy is another... Like, we talk about the tum. We love the tum here at the Quorum. But that tum's got a face.
Yeah.
It's kind of giraffe-rig style, where it's like the face... It's a whole other face.
Honestly, it kind of turns me against Mr. Rhyme.
You don't like how busted that is?
I don't like how it looks. I like the idea of Mr. Rhyme with his wacky hair and his mustache and his cane being like... What do you think about that?
Little vaudevillian minus the racism.
Yeah, but then the face on the stomach just seems like overkill to me.
God, brief aside. Watching Roots, really, like, every time I know anything about, like, American arts or history and culture from the 19th and 20th century, I'm like, yeah, that was racist too, huh? It all starts in, like, white supremacy and, like, making fun of black folks in America, right? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep. Pretty cool.
A lot of stuff that we like is, yeah, awesome. I don't think it's necessarily just going for a vaudeville thing, but it definitely evokes, yeah, like a, you know, like an act, or like a wacky clown, like a Charlie Chaplin. There you go. That was the point I was looking at for. The winged, what's up? I guess the winged, like, helmet thing is supposed to be, like, connecting it to Galar Mr. Mime. But you could honestly, I would do fine with Mr. Rhyme without that. Oh, I guess it's also to make it look like Mr. Mime. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah,
the wings
also,
on the head?
It's also just like wacky hair.
Yeah. Like if you kind of imagine it without those, I mean, then it's just a dude.
Here's a neat detail. The shiny form of it is like washed out colors like an old cartoon.
Yes.
I think that's really clever.
I would watch like a funny cartoon of Mr. Rhyme's world, where he, like, teaches kids good morals and stuff like that.
I mean, I probably wouldn't, but...
You wouldn't watch it. You don't watch cartoons.
Right, I'm a sourpuss.
Yeah, you only host an anime podcast. I know, it's different. Does it have anything in the dex entry about, like, what its deal is, what its power set is?
It's highly skilled at tap dancing. It waves its cane of ice and time with its graceful movements. Its amusing movements make it very popular. It releases its psychic power from the pattern on its belly. So the second face on its stomach is the psychic part.
Like giraffe rig.
I don't like that.
You don't like the psychic face?
I don't like the psychic stomach.
My stomach can be psychic if manipulated. Correctly.
I guess I have been known to think with my stomach.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, the ice cane is fun. I like the ice cane.
Ice cane is definitely fun.
The ice shoes. The ice tap shoes. Tap shoes made of ice is a cool idea.
If you just it is. Picture that.
It is for head. Sure. Yeah,
and
I guess.
A mustache.
Really, if it didn't have the stomach face, it would be an easy keep. And I think it's probably still a keep. It's just I feel a little more hesitant.
Because it's gross?
I just think it's unnecessary. I don't think it adds. I think it's subtractive, not additive.
I understand. I get what you're saying. But I think the stomach is something. It gives it a little bit of character. Because I don't like the wings. I think the wings are subtracted.
Hmm. Okay.
Even though, yeah, like the wacky hair poking out of the hat is a bit. Let's roll the dice on this one.
Literally? Okay. even, keep, odd, dump. Even, two.
All right. You love to see it.
Congratulations, Mr. Rhyme. That's a good way to determine whether it's not.
Let's not.
Now we're real politicians.
Exactly. I always say that. I'm always like, the Supreme Court eventually has to be like, I don't know, screw it. And then they just roll the dice. Mm-hmm. No, we shouldn't make that a precedent, but I think that's funny for the sake of one that we feel.
Listen,
equally.
we were going to keep Mr. Ryan.
Yeah. Ultimately, yeah. It's one of those, like, the bias of, like, if you got cut, I would have been like, no, please keep it. And then we would have kept it. So.
Yeah. It was just a bit. It's fine.
Wait a minute. What is this next one? What am I looking at?
You don't know Runerigus?
They kept the idea of its pre-evolution having a terrible name. Oh, no, that's a Yamask. I thought it was related to Kofagrigus.
No.
Because it's got the same same type of name. What the heck?
I know.
But in Japanese, its name rules, by the way.
What's its Japanese name?
Death Barn. Welcome to the Death Barn. My name is Kyle. I'm here to round up some animals, and they're all dead.
Welcome to the Death Barn. Did you come for a pair of doors? Or were you looking for, like, a fence? Or perhaps some lettuce?
Oh, no, not the lettuce. No, not lettuce, Pac-Man. No, please, go home. I brought lettuce. It's 3 a.m.
Sorry, I'm in the wrong podcast. His reference doesn't make sense to anyone.
We've done Lettuce Man on this one.
Have we? Okay.
Yeah, when Nick was on, of course.
Oh, sure. Of course. We have a new character coming up.
Oh, no. No. Lettuce Man is for people when Subway announced that they're going to sell you the material to make your own Subway sandwich at home in quarantine. And just the idea of a mailman handing you a bag of lettuce at 3 a.m, like human-shaped body pillow size bag of lettuce, is the funniest thing in the world.
It's pretty fucking funny.
It really is. Runerigus is ground and ghost, which is excellent typing. I don't know what defines excellent typing. I say it a lot. It's just like a vibe.
It's an interesting interaction there.
There aren't too many like ground types, I think, also. It's the evolution of Yamask, which is from Gen 5?
Well, it's the evolution of Galarian Yamask, which is from this generation, because it's Galarian.
Did we talk about Galarian Yamask?
Yes.
Gen 5. Just double-checked that Yamask.
So I had a Runerigus on my team pretty much until the end of the game. I did eventually end up switching her out. But, like, let me tell you, the animations on this thing own.
Yeah? It's all, like, the hand, like, the detached hands and creepy stuff?
Well, when it's at rest, it's just the rock. All those pieces come together to form like a single rock slab.
Oh, I like it.
And then when it's time for it to like fight or do something, the like ghost tendrils like push it apart and it forms this shape.
I love it.
It looks really fucking cool, honestly.
I should look up. I wish I could like pull up the three like the static loop or something. By the way, Galarian or Runerigus. Another Death Barn has another weird evolution method. One of the weirdest ones, honestly, which is if you have Galarian Yamask, which is already one I think you have to like trade for or something. It's like kind of a pain to get. You have to have it take at least 49 HP in damage, which means you have to level it up to where it has more than 49 health. And then you have to take it under the bridge in the wild area in the Dusty Bowl subzone. And then it turns spontaneously into Runerigus. The idea is that the like energy of the runes fills the mask with power and then it becomes Runerigus.
Right. Because it is weakened, it is unable to put off the influence of a cursed ancient painting.
which I always try to like picture what it would be like, because I like puzzles. So I'm like, wait, how would I assemble this in a way that works? I think it's just a dragon.
Yeah.
Like a snake.
It's Trogdor.
Oh, right. It is Trogdor. the trivia is like, it may be a reference to Trogdor. The only Pokemon introduced in a later gen that evolves from a Gen 5 Pokemon. That's how little love Game Freak has for the best generation of Pokemon. They didn't make any Evos for Gen 5 people. Rumorous maybe. Oh, actually, do you want to read the Pokedex entries before I get into the origin stuff?
A powerful curse was woven into an ancient painting. After absorbing the spirit of a Yamask, the painting began to move.
Oh.
Never touch its shadow-like body, or you'll be shown the horrific memories behind the picture carved into it.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
So don't like put them in order, or else you'll get fucked up.
No, don't touch it. But look at that. Is that
Digimon?
No, this isn't a bit.
What are you saying?
Give me a sec.
Okay, I'm excited and nervous.
Is that Rayquaza?
Oh, sure. The head, yeah, with the, like, hold on. Let me zoom. You could definitely read that as Rayquaza.
Like, is that a bad, like...
like, kid's drawing, or I guess, like, a hieroglyphic, obviously, of Rayquaza.
Yeah, let me look up Rayquaza real quick.
I mean, ultimately, Rayquaza is just a long serpent.
Right, but also it's a mythical Pokemon, and there's precedent of, like...
yeah, yeah.
Of cave drawings of mythical Pokemon. Live for hundreds of millions of years. Blah, 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 blah. Descend to the ground if Kyogre and Groudon were supposed to fight. Okay, I was thinking maybe there would be something in here about it having like done something, because this is a cursed painting, and so I thought maybe there was something about it having caused a disaster or something that would be fuel for this theory, but there isn't. So maybe I'm just off.
The stuff that you read, the Pokédex entries don't have to do with Cofagrigus at all, but Rune Regress, according to the Bulbapedia, may be a combination of Rune and Egregious, which I kind of doubt, or Rune and Cofagrigus, which you think, like, okay, sure, they are making the same connection that we are. But Death Barn, Desuban, is a combination of Death, Ban, which means slab, and Desukan, which is the Japanese name for Cofagrigus.
Hmm.
So maybe there's precedence there. I don't think it has not been in the anime yet. That's the fun thing about the in the anime section of Bulbapedia right now. Some of these guys do not exist outside of the decks. Is it even in the TCG? Oh, it is. Of course it is. That's cool. I love it when Pokemon gets like weird lore like that, and you can discover weird things that the games never tell you.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often.
Let's look at the shiny, shall we?
It's fine. I prefer it.
I think it's good.
I prefer it. Yeah, it's not drastic, though, but I prefer it to the original.
It's lighter stone, the eye glows teal, the ghost parts are dark purple instead of sort of a gray, and the line art is sort of a more of a pinkish purple than just red. I think it's really cool.
The purple is what does it for me. I think the purple is what makes it. It's like, I would love that highlighter color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think we're keeping Runerigus and it's shiny. They're fucking cool as hell.
I was reading about the history or what it might be based on, and the closest thing I found is something called the Ingvar Runestones, which are about 26 Varangian runestones that were raised in commemoration of those who died in the Swedish Viking expedition to the Caspian Sea of Ingvar the Far-Traveled. Is it some Viking stuff? It is! Vikings! Vikings is one of those parts
coming up.
Yeah, I was about to say, Vikings is one of those things in world history that I kind of like want to learn about, even though once again I'm going to be like, oh, this sucks actually. Pirates kind of suck. Although pirates often stole from the rich, which is good. But like Vikings, I'm going to be like, oh, they're just murdered. A lot of them are just like shitty.
Yep. I mean, you know, there's a degree to which they did some stuff that was... I also not a great student of history. I'm not trying to pretend I am.
Yeah.
My understanding is they are also, like, they did some cool stuff. They had invented some things. They did some cool cultural things. But in large part, they just kind of rode their boats up and down, like the coast and found villagers to murder and rape, which is not great.
Oh, American history.
Sorry. Not sorry, but like, you know.
Sure.
We no, out I here. Get it. You get it.
Yeah, I do. This takes us to...
Oh, no.
Nursery?
I'm not pulling out Papago because I can't right now. But I was about to say, we have... This is a lot of Pokemon. I can't believe we're already at 8... Or we are at 868.
So well, I mean, if you want to Papago this, it's Mahomiru.
Mahomiru. But in English, it's... it must be Milkery. Milkery doesn't make sense. Milkery.
But if it was Milkery, the R would be next to the C.
You know what? It says it's based on either milk and sorcery or mercury.
Oh, sorcery. Okay, Milsery. I guess. Okay, that
Milsery.
I'm glad you checked that because that helps.
But if it's mercury, then which I don't think it would be mercury, just because of the substance of mercury. But Milkery is interesting. This is another one of those like wacky Pokemon from this gen because, well, this one not necessarily. It's just a, it's a bundle of cream, guys.
With 10 billion forms to evolve into.
At least. Yeah, it's all about the gimmick. It's cream colored. It looks like, it's supposed to look like a splash of milk, not really cream. Mm-hmm. Two arms, a bunch of protrusions made out of liquid. It's got cute eyes. It's born from sweet-smelling particles in the air, and it's said that patisseries visited by Milsery are guaranteed success and good fortune. Love it.
Can you guess how many forms Alcremie has, not counting Gigantamax? Okay, well, actually, let's count Gigantamax as one form, even though probably it reflects the colors of its base.
Isn't it 9? Cute, right? Cute.
64, bud.
Wait, how? Because there's different things. Like, there's the base form. There's 9 and like base forms, and then it's like what topping.
Uh huh.
And then it's what else is it?
And also, there's shiny.
Oh God, yeah. Okay, sure. And then Gigantamax has all of those again.
I don't know if it does. I suspect that Gigantamax has some variation, but is not as diverse. But I don't know for a fact, because who in their right minds would do all that work?
That's mad folks. Love them, but I just threw my phone across and it leapt over my microphone like it was a frog. I got really scared. That's why I gasped earlier. So the Alcremie evolution, before we talk about which ones we pick. Did you get an Alcremie, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe we could find a BuzzFeed quiz that's like, which Alcremie form is best for you. So you give it a sweet, which is one of the things, one of the variances. And then you, while having the Alcremie in your party, you spin, like you just spin the left analog stick several times for, it's like X number of seconds. And then it also depends on the time of day. That's the other thing that changes. Oh my God. And whether it's clockwise or counterclockwise. Oh my fuck. Okay. So
it's unnecessary.
And they're not even all, I don't think they're all separate entries. No, they're not. So I just got the one Alcremie that I thought looked cool, which I remember was matcha, I think with strawberry.
Let me see matcha with strawberry. Ba, 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 ba. Oh yeah. That looks cute.
Yeah. Green.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would probably go, mint cream with love sprite.
Yeah. Yep. It's fun. It's fun to get one Alcremie. I don't understand why you would ever, like you said, want to get multiples.
I mean, I could understand getting like multiples if
there like was getting a... like 9, like getting one of every base form. It's like, that's fun.
Or if they gave you a way to do it that was like really easy to do while doing other stuff.
True.
Right.
You have to get the sweet and then just like park and not do anything else and just spin.
And like find the right timing and stuff. Yeah. I mean, like if it was a thing where, or if you could evolve, like if you could unlock different forms for one Milsery, right? If you could be like, oh, add this different form by like hitting this, whatever, you know, giving it this item to revert it, and then you can evolve it again.
Oh.
Or something, just so that it could be like a it could be more of an interesting like thing for you to work on,
Right, because what ultimately makes it a pain in the ass is you can catch multiple Milsuri and breed pretty easily, but getting all the candies is, like, a process. Because you can get one or a couple for free, and then I don't think you buy the rest. I think you have to, like, get them with battle points or some crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Because that's how I remember how I did, like, the Gen 6 evolutions. Like, Aromatis and them, you have to get them from the battle tower. But it's fun, and I like, yeah, that's like a dessert. We love desserts here. Alcremie, kind of like, if we're just judging it as a Pokemon, there's something like, yeah, it's like a child, like a young lady, kind of looks like it's wearing a dress, and it's got the big hair. I think it's adorable, honestly.
It's got the tiny little O mouth. It's got the Aww. Tiny little like Japanese makeup style eyebrows.
Oh, that's what that is. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But then, so was the Gigantamax form because of Isle of Armor, or was that in before? I forget.
That was in before.
Okay. It has a Gigantamax form. It gets big, y'all. Bigger than before. It is a cake. It is no longer a bundle of cream and dessert. It becomes a multi-tiered, multi-level, multi-flavored cake with a face on top.
Is it an ice cream cake, do you think?
If I look at it and really tell you.
Because it's cream and then it's ice cream. Alcremie is ice cream. It's soft serve ice cream.
Oh, right. Because that makes sense for the flavors. I don't know.
And just also looking at it. I mean, that looks like soft serve.
Yeah. Like, that's not a bundle of cake.
Right. Right.
That's more of an ice cream thing. Yeah. Maybe it's ice cream cake. Maybe it's a Carvel ice cream. When's the last time you had Carvel ice cream cake?
Who ice cream cake?
Carvel ice cream cake. Is that a local thing or what?
I don't know. I know what ice cream cake is. I have not heard of that brand.
Carvel is like the ice cream cake brand in this area. It's like, when you say Carvel ice cream cake, what I'm talking about is the like really waxy tasting top cream with like vanilla ice cream in the middle and then like crunchy pieces of chocolate cookie at the bottom, like Oreo at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That's a Carvel ice cream cake.
Here's the secret. I've never had ice cream cake.
Okay. I think that's what ice cream cake just is. You generally is, or when people think okay. about it.
Okay.
It's worth having like one of, but the cream just doesn't taste good, and that's half of what I enjoy about cake is like, how does the frosting taste? So it's hit or miss. It was big when I was like a toddler.
I basically, at these days, I basically only enjoy like, I like red velvet cake because I like a cream cheese frosting.
You love K-pop, yeah.
Or I like German chocolate, but like normal frosting is just not good.
No. Sometimes when my like family makes a cake, they'll leave the frosting in the fridge and I'll be like, ooh, wouldn't that be a delicious treat if I just tried some frosting? And I'm never happy with it. I will say, though, that the shiny Alcremie, even just the base shiny Alcremie, is really cool. Like, white turns to black, has a white accent, the eyes go even darker red. It's fun.
Hey, friend.
What's up, friend?
I'm reading these Pokedex entries.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I didn't even look at them. What's up?
Gigantamax Alcremie.
Yeah.
Fires missiles that are 100,000 kilocalories each.
What are you saying?
Is it like force feeding people?
Ooh, is this inflation like porn? Alan.
No, that's what they're doing. That's not your fault.
There's a difference. There is a difference between inflation porn and force feeding porn. Those are two separate fetishes, but I digress.
Sure, but like...
Cream pours endlessly from this Pokemon's body. The cream stiffens when compressed by an impact. A harder impact pulls in harder cream. Yes.
Oh, so it's like what's it called? You know, the type of substance that... Oh, shit.
The harder you hit it, the more it gets hard.
Right. It's not a colloid, is it?
No.
Maybe it's a colloid.
Just a shape?
No.
No, colloidal silver? Maybe that's what you're talking about. I don't even know how to Google this.
I think it is a colloid.
Okay.
Whatever. There is a name for a type of substance that is like a liquid, but if the harder you like force yourself upon it, the more it resists.
It's called love.
Cool.
Too much romantic podcasters in the business talking about love. Hell yeah, baby.
Great.
I think the Alcremie's dope. I think what you're talking about with the missiles, that's ridiculous. I love the silly Gigantamax guys.
Get hit by one of those and your head will swim. 100,000 kilocalories, by the way, is 100,000 calories. That's like 100 days worth of food.
Yeah, like, that's a lot.
Well, actually, hold on. Let's do 100,000 divided by 2,000. I just want to do this for my brain. Yeah, it's about 50 days. It's a lot of it's a lot of fucking calories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then regular Alcremie. Oh my god, no, there is Pokedex descriptions for every single one. Oh no! They're all basically the same, though. It's just it. The moment it evolved, it took on a blank flavor. This is because of the way its cells spontaneously shifted during evolution. So that kind of suggests something different about, like, what evolution is. That, like, the movement that's happening inside of it on a molecular level while it's evolving affects how it evolves. We are, what I'm saying is, we're a really long way away from Charmander gets a big horn that turns into two horns.
Well, I think what we have to assume is that Milcery contains every one of all these flavors. And it is the process and the heat at the time of its treatment that sort of like, yeah, that filters out flavors.
Oh, baking is so cool. I know this isn't like real life, but baking's cool.
We'll also be cooking, not baking.
You'd be cooking.
Though it also, it might be like gastro.
Oh, it's supposed to be whipped cream. No, it's whipped cream.
What?
It's called Ma Whip in Japanese. Maho means magic. Magic whip.
But nobody just eats whipped cream.
I know. It's supposed to be like a... No, some people do. You like put flavors in it, like fruit in it. Chotocorm@gmail.com. What dessert is Alcremie? Is it ice cream? Is it just whipped cream? Is it sweet cream? What could it be? Is it cake?
I'm just...
We know the Gigantamax is cake.
Yeah.
Also worth noting, that's what's fun. The Gigantamax is like cakes made out of all the different forms of Alcremie. It's like the star one, the shamrock one, the blue
which
one.
Which confirms the idea that probably there aren't that
they're
many
all in
forms
there.
Of the, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I dig it. I fucking dig it. Why not? I feel like it's like looking into the abyss six. Like if you think too hard about what's inside of an Alcremie, what's the chemical makeup of an Alcremie, you're going to have a bad time.
I don't give a shit about that anymore. I'm just, It has to be ice cream. If it's whipped cream, I'm out.
You're not supposed to eat it. It's not for eating.
It's food.
It's Pokemon. No. I don't think people in Galar eat Alcremie. That's awful, what you just said. That's a living being. Maybe you taste
the
like...
The cream's
like...
effect is powerful enough to make an opponent sue, then lose the will to battle should they eat the cream.
Oh, fuck. The cream.
Well, ice cream is cream. Fuck. That doesn't tell us anything. The flavor of the cream varies depending on the form. Due to the cream it makes being very delicious, many pastry chefs seek to have Alcremie as a partner. So it's putting bits of itself. It's like you go to work and you're like, let me put on some gloves so I don't get any like any dirt or anything in this food. And Alcremie is like, ooh, I'm at work. Let me take off these gloves so bits of my body will end up in this food.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's fine, actually.
I just enjoy the image of somebody being like, I love my Alcremie, and then like when it's not looking, they take a spoon to its back and are like, yum. That's a living thing you're eating out of, you monster.
And you're like, man, Alcremie, sure would be weird if you could feel what I did that. And it goes, oh, no, I can feel it every time.
And it's like bleeding strawberry goo. Yeah, I can feel it. I can definitely feel it.
No, it's
like,
okay.
Filling. And it's like, that's my blood.
No, it's okay. I exist to be harvested for your amusement.
When we talk about like car coal or whatever, and how like that coal leaks more coal that you can use for fuel, but like the Pokemon is still the coal also. It's complicated. This is a classic debate, right?
Like, I mean,
like if you use, does Klefki like being used on doors? Do androids dream of electric sheep? Does Klefki like being used on doors?
Well, okay. Like, it is gross. This is a gross thought.
We're never leaving Alcremie, right? By the way, listener. But we're never going off this one.
Is it unethical to eat dead skin?
Aren't you eating? Oh my god, is eating dead skin cannibalism?
I mean, yes, it is.
Fuck. I've done that before, Sax. I don't know. I feel morally. I'm going to go to church after this.
But, like, I mean, is that, like, morally wrong or is it just kind of gross?
Is this what... Because I always wondered what church was like in Pokemon. Because we know that they die and they have, like, mourning rituals. So there has to be spirituality. So is there, like, a place of worship? And if so, is that the kind of place where they say, like, yo, what's up? So is Alcremie food or what, guys? Because I'm hungry and my daughter has an Alcremie that's very big and luscious.
And the priest rolls her eyes and says, give me 20 Hail Marys and get the fuck out of my church.
Get the fuck out of my church. Give me 20 Hail Arceuses and get out of here.
So I think there has to be a point to which Alcremie is constantly generating cream.
Yep.
Alcremie is a vaguely anthropod with a body composed of whipped cream. God damn it! It's whipped cream!
Oh, I love the one
I'm disappointing. That's so disappointing.
Apologies if that tape is coming up on the microphone, by the way.
It is, but it's fine. I feel like the answer here has to be that Alcremie, like, there's a level of Alcremie's cream that it sort of naturally sheds, and that's okay to use, but if you take more than Alcremie's comfortable with, that's a problem.
Alcremie, for Christmas, I got you a bucket of chocolate sauce, and you throw it on them. They're like, what are you going to do with all that?
And then you just wait for it to harden.
That's dark, dark, dark. I never went into this project thinking we would be like the dark Pokemon podcast, but now we're talking about Cremie as cannibalism. And I pulled some friends, by the way, and the first person who answered said that Alcremie is ice cream. So that's one point in your favor. But
I mean,
like you said,
we're wrong. That's what it should be.
Should be. I agree.
I think this is a thing about, like, this is a Jap... I literally think this is a Japanese culture thing where they're way more into, like, poofs of whipped cream as, like... And that's not as much... We don't do that as much in the West.
It's cute as fuck.
You know what else is cute as fuck? Fucking soft serve ice cream.
Well, that's why fucking... What's his name exists? Vanillish.
Vanillish is dog shit, though.
What the hell? Come on.
I think we probably kept Vanillish because of your...
No, we kept at least one of them. We didn't keep all of them.
We kept Vanillite, but not the two evolutions.
I did my sworn duty.
And yeah, that was you fighting me, as I recall.
Yeah.
And me being a good friend.
Yeah. That's all I can ask for, pal, buddy. I'll give you one. I owe you one freebie, then, because of that. Because in the past you gave me Vanillish, I'll give you one where I'm like, no, we should cut it, and then you're like, but Alan, I said.
I mean, listen, being like, I think my primary characteristic is taking every advantage I can get on this show. Yeah. But fair, I'm sure I've already cashed that.
Yeah. There are plenty where I'm like, I'm definitely like this, and you're like, I'm definitely cutting this. Next one, please. So,
what are we doing with these? With these, Alcremie.
We're keeping
really
all of
cute.
It. We're keeping everything here. Yeah, keep the Gigantamax. Keep the pre-evolution. Keep it all.
But Milcery is nothing.
It's cream. Okay, I will hear an argument. No, don't even look at shiny Milcery. It's like fucking plain white. It's worse. I will... Oh my god, because I'm standing up, folks, I'm like leaning forward as if I'm in like a lawyer's meeting right now. I'm like, alright, listen, motherfucker. And I'm staring direct eye contact with my Epion Gunpla, which I'm pretending is 6. I will take you on cutting Milcery if you promise to me that we'll keep all the Alcremie forms and the Gigantamax. That's my final offer.
Give me a moment to think.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Okay, what if... Okay, I've got it.
Okay, what is it?
We're cutting Milcery, and the different Alcremie forms are based on, like, when the egg is ready to hatch, you do the spin thing.
Oh, like when it's being born.
Right.
Okay. That works. Because then you get the fun evolution method without the creamy boy. I still think, if you want to put a note, you could say, like, make Alcremie ice cream instead of cream. But Alcremie? Is it?
Whatever.
Yeah, who cares? Also, what's it in Japanese again? Ma whip? Love that. Love that. Magic Whip. Mabufu. I'm really excited to talk about the next one, Zax.
Well, let's get into it then. 870. What do you got for me?
It's Phalanx. It's a phalanx and Lynx. It's Tariyetsu?
Tairetsu?
Here's my question.
Is this a Gretsuko?
No, I said Retsugo.
Retsugo. What's Retsugo?
Like, let's go, but...
Oh, sure. Let's go, Pikachu. Sure. Phalanx. Yes, Tairetsu. It's a pure fighting type centipede.
Okay, so... Well, okay, no, it's not.
No,
but,
it's not.
I want to point out name origin. Tairetsu may be derived from Tairetsu. Yeah, maybe.
A rank or formation of troops. Well, that's funny. If they're just like, we literally named it like a formation. Like, it's just called Phalanx, basically.
But here's the thing to note. You've seen one of these, right? You've caught and used a Phalanx?
Yeah. How in the game they're separate. They bounce separately.
Well, not just in the game. They are separate. It is six individuals.
So is a Phalanx a single, like, orb?
Biology. A single phalanx is a formation of six individuals similar to execute, consisting of five troopers and one leader known as the brass.
The brass. Wait, then what's one? What is one called? Like running around in the wild by itself? Is that six eggs?
I would probably call it a phalanx, but you probably wouldn't really see it.
Yeah. What's the singular form of the word phalanx, for example?
I mean, it's kind of like saying, like, what is a finger? It's still a part of a person, but it's not like a person on itself.
One of fingers, right. Wow, right. That's interesting.
Five of them are troopers, and one is the brass. The brass's orders are absolute. The six of them work together as one Pokemon. Teamwork is also their battle strategy, and they constantly change their formation as they fight. Here's the thing. This Pokemon fucking rules.
Why?
Have you?
I mean, I agree. I want your reason.
I love the look of it. I like it's like metal like visor. I like the fact that it's got like little shields on the side, and the front one has its shields in front of its eyes. I like the fact that it has the little visor. I like the way they march in place. I like the way that when you do certain attacks, they sort of split up for a second as they're fighting, and then reform together. It has a good shiny. This dude rules.
He's a friend. Playing fighting tape is kind of dull, though, do you think?
No.
I mean, he fights. He does fight.
Yeah, it's brave. I mean, I could understand fighting steel. I think that makes sense.
Yes.
But I'm not going to hold it against them that they don't do that. Unless you think we should make it fighting steel.
No, that's not what I would think of. I would think, like, fighting bug.
It's not a bug, though.
It makes me... It's bug-like.
I mean, you're just thinking that because of the centipede-like formation, which I understand, mm-hmm. but, like, these are extremely, like... Like, first of all, they're big.
Oh, fuck. Well, okay, so the height listing is 9'10", but that's because it's long. It's the length, not height, actually.
Sure.
That's still, like, those are big.
I mean, they're like individual, like, Mario enemies.
I was thinking they're like the Mets from not the Mets, like fuck the Mets. Damn it.
Let's go Phalanx, baby. Love the Phalanx.
I'm sure someone's made like a variant of this with like either the Mets. I'm talking about the Mets from Mega Man.
Oh, sure.
I think they're called Mets.
Yes, they are.
Okay. That's just hilarious. Mets, Mega Man, just making sure that's correct. It is.
Yeah,
The little like yellow pals. I think that's somewhat what they're because I got the little helmets and the little feetsies. No, it is definitely very cute. Like even if I had one of these, I would love it to death. But the fact that it's a fighting troop and they're all like, all right, hop, 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 let's go, boys.
I also love its unique move, No Retreat, which is where they split up and just slowly march towards you, and you're fucking prevented from leaving.
It really owns. Yeah, clever guys. You did a good one.
Just good.
I think I can just give them that one with no caveat. Well, let's look at the shiny before we say goodbye to our
best friend. It's all right. I was initially enthusiastic about it, but the more I look at it, the original is just better. But it's all right.
Try typing in phalanx into Google, and I typed it as PHA, and all I got was like phallic imagery, phallic symbolism, phallic psychology. No, phalanx the shiny is like brown.
Yeah, brown and yellow.
That's interesting. I guess I would say keep, but I definitely prefer the base.
Mm-hmm.
Like the yellow, white, red is a great look. That's just like
where the squad has rolled up. I do think that, like, I don't know why this is, like, the fixation I have, but just different sports teams of failings, and they're all in the crowds. Like, fuck this baseball season opening, and they're like, we have virtual crowds. At Boston, you can literally pay $500 to get a cardboard cutout of your face on the Green Monster.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
It does.
Oh, Sixty just sent me I like the girl ones, obviously. Sixty just sent me a fan art of, like, all a bunch of phalanx that are, like, anthropomorphized with legs and hands, and they're all, like, different character types. I love it.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great phalanx art out there.
I don't doubt it.
This is me. This is an idea for a phalanx Gigantamax that I fucking love.
Oh god.
It's a Trojan horse phalanx.
It's just a Trojan horse. That's really good. Like a Ponyta.
Like a Rapidash. It's got the horn.
Oh yeah. Yeah, with the Rapidash. With the eyes though. The eyes are excellent.
That's so funny.
They have to do something like that. I mean, they'd have to, like, pay this person, but it's Nintendo, they will not.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Okay, maybe we don't keep the shiny, but we just keep
mm-hmm.
we keep phalanx for really reals.
I support this.
All right, what do we got next, friend?
We want to make this evolutionary line the last one for tonight. Oh, no, this is not. This one and the next one I kind of associate with each other.
Sure, sure. They do seem like they should be.
Yep. I don't know why this one. So we're talking about number 871, Pinkirchen?
A Pinkirchen.
Is there an H in there? Oh, yeah. Pinkirchen. Pinkirchen?
Well, who cares?
Who the fuck cares?
Maybe we should just call him Cut.
Bocce Nooney. Yeah, okay, so it's a Pinkirchen. It's a whatever these are called. Not sea anemones.
Sea urchin.
Thank you. The burrowing urchin specifically. It has a butt face, unfortunately.
It does have a butt. Well, the thing about sea urchins, remember Pukumuku?
Yeah, Pukumuku, yeah.
They have that thing where they barf their intestines out,
yeah,
or whatever.
Same. Yeah, yeah.
I feel this like that's supposed too. To be a shout out to that. With that.
Yeah.
Face
what? There. Oh. Oh. Also, it's electric type.
Yeah.
It's plain electric.
Boogie woogie. That doesn't weird. Make sense.
Weird, weird, weird. It feeds on seaweed using its teeth to scrape it off rocks. Electric current flows from the tip of its spines.
It doesn't make sense to have an electric creature that lives in the water.
Why not? Have you electric eels?
Oh.
Stop killing him. He's already dead. I didn't have to do anything. You fucking walked into that.
Super dead.
Electricity is just to be scientific for a sec. It's not the interactions it has with water are like a certain are types of electricity. Electricity is just movement of particles.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to have, like, a bird that has, like, feathers.
Also, it's what? Pokemon. Who cares? Yeah, yeah. Bird with feathers. Exactly. They could do like, a fire. They've done fire water. Those don't make sense. But, yeah, sea urchin. I think this is an easy cut, to be honest with you.
Well,
I mean, Pukumuku is good.
Let's give it the full treatment. Let's look at the shiny.
Sure. I've never seen fan art of this. No one cares. Hold on, what do we got? Hold on.
Looks even more like a butt now.
Oh, no, it's like a baboon ass now.
It just
now.
Has, like,
no.
Like, clap cheeks.
They clapped the cheeks on Pinkirchen. It's, like, black and orange.
Oh, this is
the butt
terrible.
Is orange.
Goodbye.
The Halloween variant. Pinkirchen, you suck, pal. I'm sorry. You guys literally did it last gen. You did Pikachu. You did. You're fine. We have a good sea urchin. Did we keep PQ?
Let's find out. PYU.
Yeah, just type
PYU. No, we cut them. We cut them.
Oh, shit. We don't like sea urchins here. No, it's also just the sea urchin. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's an electric sea urchin, but there's nothing on its design to suggest that. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to call that a snip.
Yeah, instead, we're going to talk about Snom.
Everyone's favorite. The most fan-arted Pokemon. Great Twitter account where the person just photoshops Snom into various, like, scenes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In Japanese, Yukihami.
Snow Hami.
Hami means eating.
Okay, cool.
It eats snow.
So that's like Snom. It's like snow and Nom.
Oh no, it's really snow and Nom, isn't it? Damn.
I mean, I think it is, isn't it?
Bummer. Wait, I think you're right. Snow, Worm, and Nom.
Hell yeah.
It's based on a jewel caterpillar. Do those eat snow?
Probably not.
Doesn't seem like a good idea. That's just water, guys. Yeah, it does not. I don't think it does.
Look at the jewel cat. Oh, that's interesting looking. Whoa, yeah, that's not at all, wild.
Not at all what a Snom looks like.
No, I think basically the idea was like, hey, what if a caterpillar looked really fucked up?
There are white jewel caterpillars that are like kind of clear. I think that's probably what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Oh man, bug photography must be a fascinating job. Yeah, so it's a caterpillar, so it turns into a cocoon. There's no cocoon form. I like that they finally realized that. They're like, nobody wants cocoon form. It's caterpillar. It is moth.
Mm-hmm.
No question.
Frost moth.
They did. Okay, this is a couple things. This is Pheromosa. This is a pre-evolution of Pheromosa.
Sure.
This is snow form of Butterfree. This is Galarian Butterfree. This is like snowy Venomoth. We have so many moths.
Snenomoth.
Yeah.
Well, Snenomoth. How many moths did we keep though? I bet we didn't keep very many.
Control F moth.
We cut Venomoth. Let's check out Mothim. We kept Mothim.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because I remember talking about Mothim. We were like, wait, we never keep. Like, we need a moth.
Maybe we need two moths, because I think Frostmoth kind of looks cool.
It's very pretty. And if we're going to keep Snom, I want Snom to have something to look forward to.
Sure, sure.
Icy Scale. Actually, okay, how about this, Six? Let's do a new thing. I will read the shield entry, and you can read the sword entry, because those are the versions that we played.
Okay.
So you can go first.
Icy Scales fall from its wings like snow as it flies over fields and mountains. The temperature of its wings is less than, Chotacorum temperature check, -290°F. That's really cold.
That's deadly. That's extremely deadly. And it's less than that. No, if you touch those, you would die. You would lose that. Oh, no, you wouldn't die. You would absolutely lose your finger, though, for forever. Like, it's always like that? It can't, like, turn that off? That sucks.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't bother it in the same way.
It shows no mercy to any who desecrate fields and mountains. Oh, fuck. It will fly around on its icy wings, causing a blizzard to chase offenders away. Champion of the night. Frostmoth. It looks like a little superhero. Little vigilante. Also, Ice Bug is a wacky. It's a pretty wacky. If you're fire type, do not at me. Please get away from my web zone if you're a fire type, because Frostmoth hates you.
Okay, so converting into metric, that's -180°C. Do you know what absolute zero is?
No, I forget.
-273.
Oh, shit.
So we're getting down there.
That's the zeros, like, it can't go any lower than that, right?
Given our current understanding, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. It's basically as cold as it gets. This is maybe the coldest Pokemon. Does the trivia say that? Because I'm saying that.
No, I mean, it's still like 100 degrees off from that.
I know, but are there Pokemon that go down there? Maybe like Suicune?
I'm sure if we looked up some legendaries, there's a legendary that's like, it's absolute double zero. Could Arceus make a Pokemon so cold even he couldn't hold it?
Interestingly, Frostmoth seems to be based on members of the Gynophora genus of alpine or arctic moths. One particular species, the Arctic woolly bear moth, can enter a dormant state that allows it to endure temperatures as low as -94°F.
That's cool.
That is cool. I'm gonna look at an Arctic woolly bear moth, because the thing that's cute about whatchamacallit, Frostmoth, it looks like it's wearing a big coat.
Mm-hmm.
She's cold. Let her sleep. Arctic woolly bear moth is kind of just like a fuzz ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does this not have wings?
The shinies of these are weird.
Of both Snom and...
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, gross. Yeah, it's like green? Minty.
Yeah, it's like a greenish white.
I like shiny Snom a lot. I like the variety. Because if you actually look at Snom, it's not all white at all. It's actually blue, white, and pinkish. Mm-hmm. I giggle now because even though that's clearly the eye on the right side of Snom, my favorite thing about Snom is imagining that those are the legs and it's just really chubby and it's trying to fit into a big blanket. It's like halfway through and it's just kicking its legs like, I don't fit.
Oh, honey.
She's doing her best. I love Snom. I'm okay. I'll keep Frosmoth because its Pokedex entries are really cool. And I think its design is fun. What?
It's ice type, and you said they were cool.
It's so cool. How cool? Ice cold!
Are we keeping the shinies? I don't feel strongly.
No.
Okay.
No. Don't need to. It's fine. On its own.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this episode of the Quorum, then.
Whoa! Oh, man, wait. Next time, we're going to talk about a lot more ice Pokemon. The Pikachu clone, more ice Pokemon, the elephant that time forgot, and Dracozolt. Whatever. Oh, God, fossils. Oh, no.
Yep.
No,
no, yep. No. We're going to get into the, real.
I won't say anything.
Oh, shit. Stonejourner. I forgot they made that Pokemon. Huh.
Right? Yeah. There's like a town that has a bunch of Stonejourner like standing, but they don't do anything with it.
An Ice Cube, Jesus. All right.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Remember that tweet that almost blew up where I tweeted about Ice Cube? Never mind.
Alan, take it away. It's plug zone time.
Vic, yeah. What's up, everybody? What's up, gamers? I'm Alan Ibrahim. I am found on another podcast called Chats, a television podcast. If you like the humor and gags of Jotacorum, do not listen to the current season of Chats because we're talking about roots. We're talking about American history. My co-host Magellan is not only my best friend, but also a high school history teacher. So we are bringing the history. We are bringing the extra long, chunky TV discussion. And if you check out the Chats backlog, we've talked about all sorts of fun shows. We've even had six on there and probably will in the future. So otherwise, if you like TV in general and smart, funny, sometimes criticism of TV, check out Chats. That's C-H-A-T-Z.
That's yeah.
The only thing I have to, I always forget because I've like in my time as a podcaster been on so many things that
the thing that's in the back of your head is that you were streaming until recently, but you're taking a little break right now.
Yeah, I actually was just, someone sent me like a Dot Hack meme and I was like, damn, I gotta get back to Dot Hack. We should talk later.
Yeah. But until we talk later,
wait, what do you got?
I'm Six okay, Detmar. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at Six Detmar, SixDettmar. Pin tweet there, tell you all the stuff that I do. Mostly it's scanlinemedia.com and patreon.com/scanlinemedia. And folks, until next time, there is something essential to keep in your mind as you look at Pokemon like Snom and you're like, look at the chubby little guy. Hey, that's okay, but don't take it any further because
this is a game for kids, so let's be adults.
Peace.
Peace.